Hey everybody, this is Living It Up While Beginning Again on Thursday. I'm Teresa here with my husband Scott and Troy, who's not really been mentioned much of this week, but he is here with us. He's doing really well. He's got him a really cute sweater.
He does.
He does. He looks good. He wants to have his own clothes line. You know, we talked yesterday about Sadie Ro- Anyway. He might just sell a few things, honey.
He does have a cute little snowman on the back of his back, and it has a hoodie on it. So
he does.
Yeah, he's a very cute dog.
Well, you know, I want to just mention this real quick that, you know, with the craze right now of all weight, of course, everyone's trying to lose weight. And I just want to remind everybody just a simple thing. Simple thing.
Yeah.
Drink water. Preferably filtered water. Drink water.
Yeah.
It does amazing things. I've noticed how I wasn't drinking as much water as I once did, and I got it back into my head this week.
Yeah.
And I've noticed how I've done that all week long, and I feel so much better, and also it just helps in a lot of areas. And so I want to encourage everybody, pour you a pitcher of water in the morning if you're at work or if you're at home, and just drink on that until it's gone. You're
right.
Supposed to drink so many ounces per weight, so you can look online and figure that out. But my point is, go back to just drinking a lot of water too, and you just see how much it helps.
Yeah,
that's a word for both of us.
That is.
Yeah, everyone is really concerned about the food part, but I want to drive that home.
That's true.
How many people do you think out there found themselves living in bondage right now after the holidays? There's been a lot of drinking. There's been a lot of things to anesthetize feelings and things we don't want to deal with.
Plus financial bondage.
And you wake up and go, I'm still in bondage.
Yeah.
I am nowhere better than I was this time last year. We don't want that for you. We have both lived in bondage.
Yeah.
And we've experienced a tremendous amount of freedom in that. And we want to tell you, living in God's presence is worth
Oh, man.
Whatever it is you got to do to be free. And we want to encourage you to get into recovery. Get into a recovery program, a biblical recovery program, and get free so you can live the life that God has for you. And like we're talking about in this podcast, and enjoying his presence.
Yeah.
Because when our minds are fixated on the fix that we need that we think is going to make us feel better for a while, or when our mind is fixated on worry and concern, that's bondage. And honey, when we're all about that, we're not in a position to experience God's presence the way he created us to.
Yeah.
And I've lived that way, and I don't want to live that way anymore. We encourage you, whatever it is, get it done, get it worked out, get it taken care of.
Yeah.
And once you start to do that, you're just, for me, I'm just so, let's get this taken care of, because I don't want this to interfere with my experience and me recognizing God's presence, because I'm not, you know, preoccupied anymore. I don't allow myself to be preoccupied with things that are not serving me.
Yeah.
And allowing me to be all and have all God wants me to have.
Yeah, that's true.
We've lived in both. And is it easy? No, but it's easier when you surrender and ask God to help you. And he will.
Yeah, like
we've already written, because that is his will. If you pray the scripture, if you know what God's will is and you begin to walk in that, he's going to help you.
Yeah.
And when he changes us on the inside and you experience his presence like that, you'll be like, how many people, including ourselves, have we heard say, I wish I would have done this years ago?
Yeah.
Then you get a lot of it under your belt, and you think, everybody I know needs this.
Yeah.
Everybody does. It's beginning again.
You know, a lot of times, you know, especially in church circles, you hear, well, we're in bondage because of Adam. Mm-hmm. You know, when Adam, you know, allowed Eve to eat the fruit, and he ate it, we became in bondage and became, you know, sinners. Well, you know what? I mean, listen to this. I mean, our problems may have started with the mistakes of others, but we have all solidly aligned ourselves with Adam by repeatedly making the same mistakes. Mm-hmm. We are made of the same stuff, prone to rebel against God and his ways. We will suffer the consequences of our sins if God doesn't intervene.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need fairness from God. We need his mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what God provides for all who believe in him.
Mm-hmm. His mercy.
That's how you break away from bondage. It's called mercy. And that's another name for Jesus, mercy. You know that song, When Mercy Came Running?
Mm-hmm. By Phillips Craig and Naomi Loeb.
Oh, I love that song. When Mercy Came Running. You know, I mean, that's what Jesus does, man. He runs towards you. He doesn't want you to be in this bondage. That's why he was in bondage. He was in bondage. He was tied up and beaten and spit on and nailed to a cross. So we wouldn't have to be.
That's right. But we keep taking it back.
Yeah,
honey.
We keep taking it back. And that's the thing, you know, about bondage. See, I think most Christians truly comprehend the fact that God forgives us if we ask in Jesus' name. I really do. I believe that most Christians truly believe that. Whereas we fall short, me included, is we don't forgive ourselves. And that's where Satan comes in, see. Satan comes in and reminds you of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But you have to remind Satan, hey, you know what, Satan? I asked for forgiveness from my Lord, and he said yes. So you go back to hell where you belong. Get him, eradicate him out of your life. Another name for Satan is bondage. He'll keep you in bondage if you're allowing to. Don't allow him to do that. Don't. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And when devil hears that, and his demons hear that, they tuck their tails in and start shivering like a little cold dog, and they got to run for the hills, man. Just like that message in the Bible about the man that ran up to Jesus, and he was just crazy. And he ran up to him, he was naked, he was sleeping in a cemetery. You know? And Jesus said, in Jesus' name, in my name, you must leave.
He was talking to
the demons that were in him. And the demons looked at him and he said, what's your name? And he said, my name is Legion, because he had so much bondage on him. And Jesus released that bondage and went into the pigs, to the swine, and they dove off the end of the cliff and died. That's what Jesus can do for you. And that's what Jesus has done for us and continues to do for us as long as we call on Jesus' name. I'm telling you what, man, he is something. Teresa always says he's the Renaissance man.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, he's just not this meek guy that sits on the picture frame, you know, with his hair feathered and a lamb in his arms. Hell no. He's a big old dude that, you know what, when push comes to shove, he stands up for his children.
Yeah. And did you know that a legion would contain anywhere from 4,500 to 5,500 mm-hmm. legions?
Yeah.
So when he asked him your name and he said legions, that meant that he had that many demons.
And all Jesus had to say was cast him out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all Jesus has to say to you too when you're in bondage. Man, I can't get out of this financial bondage I'm in. Man, I can't get out of this financial, this addictive bondage that I have.
This relationship.
Yeah,
that
I can't get
I
out of this relationship.
Wrong.
You know, I can't get out of this bondage. You know, that I can't figure it out why things are going wrong. All you got to say, in Jesus' name, Lord, please release me from this bondage, and then wait on him.
Will it be instant? Sometimes.
Maybe
sometimes not.
Maybe
but
years.
That's where your faith comes in.
That's right.
When God knows that you are sincerely and entirely ready, he'll do it for you.
That's why it says we live by faith, not by sight. Mm-hmm. We live by faith, not by sight.
Right. Right. That's right. And he's truly in control, but we give him control when we submit.
That's right.
He's in control, but we give him the control of our life when we submit. Because we're out there running it ourselves and being in control, and we see where that's gotten us.
Yeah.
And he knows best. That remember that series, Father Knows Best?
Oh, yeah.
He knows best. But we have compassion on those that you have a real warped sense of what your earthly father was like.
Yeah.
Well, like we say in our opener, this daddy is a loving God.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all about wanting you to relearn him and establish a new relationship with him in this new year. You may be like me. You may have grown up in church your whole life. and knew who he was, but really didn't have a on fire relationship with him.
Yeah.
And so I understand that. But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than going to church every time the doors are open and being a good person and making all the right decisions. You're missing out on so much.
That's right.
You're missing out on so much. Just relationships require us doing our part. It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
And any relationship worth having requires, you know, maintenance and requires work. But he's so worth it.
He sure is. You know, what I love about Jesus is when he was talking to his disciples, and he said, "Those who have seen me, those who have been walking with me, you are blessed to have been with me. But those who have not seen me and believe in me, they will have greater blessings."
Yeah.
You know, and so Jesus was thinking about us even then, you know, thinking, you know, listen, these people 2,000 years from now who believe in me and haven't seen me, man, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. That's where your faith comes in, like you just said.
That's right. So that bondage that we're talking about is real.
But you want to live in his presence.
That's right.
And every day becomes an exciting adventure because he's done so much when you let him set you free from all that you live every day thinking, I can't wait to experience him and see what he's going to do today. And you just enjoy fellowship and companionship and friendship with him. And you just pray, you know, first thing. Hopefully you can pray first thing and then just see what he does all day long. It's simple as getting you the best parking place in the parking lot to, you know, helping you have better thoughts to healing your marriage or your finances.
Getting
it just
you
depends
a tragedy,
on what it is.
You know,
but
whatever.
You know that it's him. Your faith just skyrockets.
That's
and
right.
You fall head over in love with him over and over and over when you're in experiencing his presence.
That's exactly right. Well, The whole point of this is to be in his presence. If you want to get out of bondage, you got to be in God's presence. And he wants that.
And he's already all around you.
He's there.
But when you're in bondage, you hear the word, I can't feel him. I can't sense him. We understand.
Yeah, the scriptures say nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing.
But we can
separate ourselves from him.
Feel that when we, you know, we're involved in all these things that he's not.
That's right. So listen, if you want to get out of bondage, if you want to experience his presence, you got to give everything to him. I mean everything. Your will, your finances, your marriage, your children, your job, everything to Jesus. And when you do that, then you start experiencing his presence, and the bondage, the shackles, they just start falling off. So if you've never given your life to Christ and you'd like to do that today and experience his presence, or maybe you thought you had and you're realizing, man, I never really did, and I want to do that today, then we encourage you to pray this prayer with us. Please know that you're saved and know that that bondage is no more. Lord Jesus, please come into our lives. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you to forgive me from a sincere heart. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, thank you for releasing me of this bondage. May I always be in your presence. Today I give you my heart, my mind, and my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all very much.
It's Thursday, one more day.
Yes. We're just so honored to be able to be with you today.
That's right. Well, until we talk to you tomorrow on Friday, keep living it up.
While beginning again.